down around Savannah, for instance?
Ocean.
All right. What about the land that's around the ocean there? It's very grassy and flat.
What was the color? I don't know.
Okay.
Lake, wouldn't you?
All right. No. Would you ever hear this land called a prairie or a savanna or a dago or?
A dago.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps that you wear over your shoulders to support trousers?
Galluses.
Okay.
Suspenders.
Okay. Either one.
That's right.
All right. You know, it's funny, but galluses is almost disappearing from the terms they use. They call them suspenders now. Too many people are wearing them anymore.
That's true.
What do you call unthickened gravy that you make by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham? What kind of gravy is this?
You call it the steak gravy or
okay.
Ham gravy.
All right. What do you call the liquid that you burn in lamps? You used to buy it often at the store and
kerosene.
Okay. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? A lot of people just turn these old hogs, skinny hogs, into the woods.
They call them pine wood rooters.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Ground itch.
Okay. What do you call cheap whiskey that you'd buy at a that people would buy, say, at a store? It's legal whiskey, but it's very cheap stuff. What do you call that kind of whiskey?
Talking about home run.
Well, this is made in a factory, but it's very cheap stuff, the very cheapest.
Well, I don't know. Bought a drop in my life. I don't know the name of whiskey, right. Nothing but home run.
Okay. That would be, would home run be the homemade whiskey?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's all I can hear about.
You feel like resting for a minute or two?
No, it's all right. It's all right.
It isn't too hard, is it?
No, it isn't hard. But you got to go a good long way to ahead.
No, not long. These things will go fast, and after that's it. Yes. You're very fast on answering these. Now, I'd like you to play sort of a word game with me. You know, I'd say with the word see, you know, such as seeing something, with the word see, I'd say, right now I see you. But if I wanted to say the same thing about yesterday, I'd say, yesterday I saw you, right?
That's right.
So the word changes from see to saw.
That's right.
And the same thing with the word sing.
That's right.
You know, you'd say, has that song ever been sung?
Before.
Right, and then you might say, yes, I sang that song yesterday.
Yes, sir.
So the word would change from sung to sang.
Yes, sir.
In that case. Now, I'm going to give you a word, something like that, and I'm going to leave a blank in a sentence. And when I come to that blank, I'll say what, you know, and then continue with the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finish with the sentence, you fill in the form of this word, of a word I'd give you for each sentence, that you would use in everyday speech.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take the word buy, B-U-Y, such as you go to buy your groceries, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, if we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been what yet?
Been delivered.
Or, think of the word buy. Use a form of the word buy. Have you what your groceries yet?
Have you bought your groceries yet?
Okay, good. You're catching on to what I want that, now?
Yes.
All right,
I
we're still it. On the word buy. And I might answer, yes, I what? The groceries yesterday.